You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. Our show is called Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And boy, we have a lot of friends in our studio today.
Yes, we do.
So welcome, everyone. We've got Susan Little is here. Welcome from the League of...
No relation, by the way.
No relation to Ellen Little.
Yeah, that's right.
And she's going to be talking a little bit later about solar energy and, gosh, with all the stuff that's going on with the Amazon, we really need to do a show today about all the world's resources and population growth.
The state of Florida, that we don't have more solar, you know, the sunshine the most. We are.
We're growing faster than any other state. And we also have Mr. Jordan Kelly is here. Welcome to our show. Well, he sounds like a rock star.
Thank you.
He is a rock star.
You
didn't know that, Tina?
I'll try to be one day, maybe.
And then we also have Honey Smith Walls, like the wall.
That's
here.
Hi, Sita. And
well,
everybody.
Too.
It's so great.
And
to be.
Ellen Little is here, as usual, to co-host with me today on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Yep. And we're going to Facebook Live for a few minutes here.
Yeah, not too long.
Not too long.
I mean, just enough for people to know who is here and show them who is all the people who are around. And what an action-packed show we have today. Normally we meet here on Mondays at from 1 to 2, and our show is very fun. It's very unscripted. We give out really valuable information in a very unscripted manner, and I do tell my listeners and my guests and my friends that freedom of speech, this beautiful sense that God has given all of us, it comes with a responsibility that words matter, what we say matter, how we say things matter. And so we try to be fair and balanced. We do. We are fair and very balanced on our show. We talk about great topics. And who haven't been watching the G7 and what's going on, you know, with all the world leaders meeting, right?
It's
and this
terrifying.
Morning, I saw that they had just allotted $20 million to help the fires in the adjacent countries. In Brazil, and I thought the Amazon is burning, and we spent $20 million after the fact, which I'm grateful that they did. But what about spending $20 million to help with education before human beings destroy our planet?
Because that's how it happened. It was a human condition.
Humans
just raised the trees to make more pastures for their cattle and to grow.
And it's just unfortunately, I think. The only way to save our planet, each and every one of us, we have to remember that if we change our behaviors towards the earth, towards each other, that we can make a difference. Because you really can't change other people, but you can change yourself. And how do we change ourselves? Through education, life experience. Lord knows we all have life experience.
And understanding.
And understanding and awareness.
And awareness.
Right? My mother used to say, you know, the older you get, the wiser you get. And it's so true.
It is.
Because I find that when I look back at my former self, I could give that self some information and advice. And I could tell that self what to do and what not to do. I mean, I was talking to a young man this morning. That's why I'm late. I was at the gas station and I was chatting away. He said he liked my car. And it's a two-door Infiniti that I just got as a loaner today. And I said, oh, I like it too. It's not mine. And we started chatting. And, you know, he's working for a lawn service company and... him and another guy were there, and I said something, I hope you guys have good health insurance, and they said they have none. But then one of the guys says, well, I don't want this socialism crap. And I said, well, you know, that's just a word that people are scaring you guys. But I said, wouldn't you like to be able to have an option that if you could get health care, that you get it? So when you get into the hospital, you don't have to worry. And he goes, yeah, but who's going to pay for it? I said, we all do collectively, but if you like what you have with your employer, you should have an option to keep it. That's what the healthcare option is all about. And we had such a nice conversation. When we started, one did not understand healthcare And he didn't understand what Medicare for All or the healthcare option or, and I explained it to him. And you know what? The one gentleman agreed, yes, we should have a healthcare option. And I said,
Sita,
look,
you made a difference.
Well, I said, well, look at it. I said, some people get Medicaid if they're very poor and they qualify for it. Right. The very, very rich can write a check if they have to. The middle class are the ones that suffer. So I said, what do we want when we bring a child into this world? We want food, water, shelter, and a way to live. Right. That's all it is. That's life in a nutshell, right? Pursuit and it was amazing. They said they were going to tune into the show, and you know,
so
they were.
Did you get him as a guest?
I couldn't because they won't be able to help with airtime because the one guy said he was in the process of losing his home.
Oh no! Oh,
and goodness. I said, gee, you guys are going to keep me back. I can have a show right here at the gas station. But I did tell him that he need to call. I said, look, I can't give you any names and places how to help you with saving your home, but I think you should go on the web and type in the browser, how do I save my house in Brevard County, Florida? I'm pretty sure something would come up that would give you a phone number or an email address
or 211
to help somebody. And he was serious. And this is the one that said he didn't like the word socialism. Go figure. Yeah. You know, anyways.
That's lack of education.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is.
And it's propagandizing.
They listen to other people. But really and truly, you shouldn't really vote for a politician or a party. You should vote for your interest. Yes. What affects you and your community. You know, we have so many people that talk about public schools. Well, if you're walking towards a public school and the buildings are old and they're decrepit and you have a cracked pavement, and why don't you fix the communities and the schools will eventually fix themselves too? It's not just about the school. It's about who's attending, who's teaching, and who's putting resources, time, and energy to love our kids and take care of them. That's all it is. And I see, Jordan, you're shaking your head a lot there.
Yeah.
Looks like you're my kid.
I'm following you. Yes, ma'am.
So on our show today, we're so blessed to have a good friend, Susan Little, is here. And Susan, boy, you have quite an extensive bio. I read it out this morning, and I read it when you first sent it to me, and I thought, oh, my God, she is the chair of the Natural Resource Committee here, and you cover a broad spectrum of topics with the league, and you do a lot more than that. So why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about what you do with the League of Women Voters?
Well, with the local league, I am the natural resource chair. This is called the Space Coast League of Women Voters here in Brevard County. And I've been the natural resource chair for probably the last 5 or 6 years. We had just finished up our second solar co-op, which resulted in 39 signed contracts with our contractor, Three Guys Solar, out of Orlando. And I had a...
And you're from New York.
Oh, I'm from New York.
We got a lot of New Yorkers here.
I left New York a long, long time ago in 1979 after a really bad winter. And then I moved to the U.S. Virgin Islands for about seven, eight years. Must have been fun. St. Croix.
So you know about Caribbean food.
Oh, yes.
Curry chicken and roti and rice and all
water,
that good
stuff. Oh,
my goodness. See, we can meet people and hook up here about
saltfish
food.
Saltfish cakes, that's my favorite.
Beer drinking pigs.
Bacon shot. Right. And so you started, how did you get involved with the League of Women Voters here on the Space Coast?
Well, I joined originally because one of my children had already graduated from high school, and I could see that I might have some time on my hands after the other two graduated, so I thought, well, I'll join the League of Women Voters and see if I can develop a hobby before the kids leave the house, because I didn't want to go through empty nest syndrome. And
wish there were more people like you, because we have so many organizations here in Brevard that the number one need is volunteers. Even if it's 2 hours a month, 1 hour a week, whatever it is, people are asking you to give up your time, energy, and ideas to help. And you were concerned about things like the Indian River Lagoon, the quality of the water, restoration projects, and you got involved. You just jumped right in with both feet, and you said, here I am.
Yes, and I've been busy ever since. That's one thing that if you're bored, the league has something for you to do.
And also something that when I ran for office, I was asked a lot of questions about oil and gas drilling as well, which I don't think a lot of people understand that either. And you also care about that as well.
Yes. there's not so much of that going on here in Florida, but of course they always
You're what I call an advocate.
They always try to do offshore drilling, which is something that we've been against for a long time.
So to tell our listeners here in Viewpoint with CETA and friends a little bit about the solar co-op process here in Brevard and a little bit of history about that.
Well, the original company that we work with is Solar United Neighbors, and they're out of Washington, D.C. Originally in 2007, two 12-year-old boys saw An Inconvenient Truth by Al Gore, and they came home and they decided, well, we have to put solar panels on their roof. Long story short, their parents researched that, figured out that it was way too expensive for them to do by themselves. They got a group of neighbors together, and eventually 45 families put solar on their roof, and it's just grown from there. So we in Florida, the League of Women Voters, have been involved with this since about 2015, and this is our second co-op that we just finished here, and they have five co-ops going on right now. They try to keep five or six going at any one given time. When we first started this in Florida, we were ranked 13th in the nation for solar energy created here in Florida, although we were ranked third for potential solar energy production in Florida. And now we are at number 8. Now, part of that is because a lot of the utilities have also put in solar farms, but there's still a lot of new roofs out there with solar on them.
Right. I wonder why so many people are hesitant. I mean, they have to be educated on the use of it. I mean, you save a lot of money on your electric bill as well.
Yes.
And it seems as though a lot of people, they just don't like the way it looks. But really, the benefits far outweigh the cosmetic.
Oh yes.
Looks.
And the prices come way down since we first, even in the last 4 years. The price for solar panels and the whole system has come way down.
And the state of Florida gives you a rebate as well, I think. I think we had somebody on our show, Ellen, that they talked about that.
That's expired now. But
okay.
It is expired now, but they're still working on it, and they've had some more grants of, and if you call FPL, FPL can actually give you some insight as to what they do. Even though they are competition, they will give you some insight on it.
So how does one get involved in a co-op? How do they call you, the league? Is there some way they can get some information?
We have a website, solarunitedneighbors.org/spacecoast. And they can go on that and find out probably more than they ever wanted to know about solar. It talks about all the solar equipment that is available, the solar panels themselves, the solar installers. You can even sign up to a blog where people write in and
ask questions,
they tell problems they have, and they have the solutions for those problems. It's very informative. Our solar co-op right now is closed, but if you do want to see a third solar co-op in the Brevard County area, please give us a call or go to our website.
And you said that in the Neptune Beach, they're also doing one with commercial buildings.
They are, yes.
That's huge. You know, it's like once one person starts and tell their friends and tell their family, everything is word of mouth, right? That's all it is.
Yes.
Hey, and once people hear that they can save some money and help the environment for those who are conscious about the environment, they do it. Right, and so what else are you involved in? I know that the league is also, we're also doing a lot of stuff with the Marine Resource Center and the Mangrove Nursery, and there's something going on with that as well?
Yes, I've set up a workshop day at the nursery, which is run by Marine Resource Center. It's down just south of Sebastian on October 24th, and if anybody wants to join, again, just go to our website. It's www.lwv-spacecoast.com, and you can see the volunteer website there.
Yeah, so that's about restorations. And
Yes.
I mean,
mangrove,
which we need.
Planting with MRC.
Yeah, and I think, and you know, here in Bro, I can't stress enough how important it is to take the children, the kids. I mean, the Indian River Lagoon, the Marine Resource Council, they're doing all these things with the brown bag lunches and all that to help. And the league also supports them in anything they do as well. But the restoration is key here in Florida to so much of our waterways and what's going on with a lagoon. And we've had so many people, so many politicians that talk about restorations, but honestly, there's still more work to be done. What is the league doing to help the Marine Resource Council with that, besides education?
Well, doing things like this and cleanups. I like the one for, I like the mangrove restoration because it's kind of a low-tech project. You can walk along the beach and pick up the propagules and then take them to the Marine Resource Council. And they, you can just take them to their spot, the Ted Moorhead Lagoon House on US 1 in Palm Bay, and drop them off, and then they'll plant them, put them in their nursery, and then after a couple of years, they put them out, some in public lands, and some private landowners along the river will contact them, and they'll put mangroves in there.
Sometimes I feel so ridiculous, right? We lived on the river for almost 17 years. I could see the river from every view in my home in Tortoise Island. And I never really went out on the dock. I hardly went on the river because, you know, I just didn't have time. And now that I don't live on the river, I hear so much about the river that I say, oh, why didn't I do that? But I mean, in Tortoise Island, we had strict regulations about the cutting of the mangrove. And I know once one of the neighbors got into really big trouble because they cut it too low.
I do want to mention something that in April, the regulations for mangrove trimming have been updated. You can't trim your own mangroves usually. You usually have to have somebody that is registered to do it correctly come in and do that. But at least they are starting to allow you to trim them a little bit because one of the
You mean things, the homeowners the can homeowners, do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was always a complaint was that it mangroves blocked your view of the river.
Yes.
So,
but to your point too, Sita, that's what gets you involved, right? Is right. Here you are in this home that you're surrounded by the river, and then when you moved away, you were like, "Well, let me get involved," and you start going to the Marine Resource Council and some of the
well,
events.
Well, I always was.
I mean,
going,
you have rain buckets
I was
now.
Always going to the Marine Resource Council, but the thing is, we didn't utilize the river as much as we should have,
right.
Because you know, coming from Trinidad, I still don't know how to swim. I never learned how to swim, so my kids will be like, "Why aren't, Mom doesn't want to come on the boat?" Well. Because my parents were so against girls wearing bathing suits and learning to swim and
culture.
Ride a bike and this and that, so
it's
we never did.
Thing, right.
So now
and
I find myself.
I
know.
Water.
Now
yeah,
I'm thinking,
right,
why
yeah,
didn't right. I? Right.
Exactly. Now
plus,
we're
you know,
dealing
we were
now.
Always conscious of the hot sun. We don't want to go there and get burned. You know, all kind of stuff we had against us. But the thing is, I do know. You're right. There was a guy. I don't know if he's still working. His name was Kevin, and everybody knew him and everybody used him because he was precise. With cutting the mangroves. He knew exactly what length. And you know what? For the homeowners, it was important to have someone that actually knew the rules because you won't get into trouble that way.
That's right.
Right.
You know, so I still think it's good to know people that know the rules and regulations about the mangroves because that is a big one here in Florida, living on the river.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the other thing that the league is doing, and for all listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and friends this morning, we're speaking with our friend Susan Little. And she is here. We're chatting about all the stuff that she's involved with the League of Women Voters, with restorations and taking care of our environment, talking about solar energy and panels and things like that. The League is also sponsoring something on the 29th with Anna Ishkamani, our good friend, and Tyler Sirius. How do you say Tyler's name?
Zero.
I can never say Tyler's name properly. But it's at 5:30 at the Florida Solar Center in Cocoa. So take it from there and tell us what happened. Why did the league see this need to have these two young freshman legislators here coming to Brevard?
Well, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there about how things work in the legislature as a whole, and they're going to tell us what they found. This is the end of their first year, so they're just beginning their second year. And
so it's culture shock for both of them.
Culture shock. Yes.
It is a culture. I mean.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's quite different than anything else that they've probably ever worked in. But so they're going to tell us how their first year went and how they navigated through all the rules and regulations in the committees and how they managed to get some of their ideas across and what successes and what failures that they've had. And
So who came up with the topics? Did they come up with it, or the league, or how did we come? Because I see energy will be one of the things they're discussing.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. There was a committee, Tony Dutton and Terry LaPlante were working on that with them. And it could have been stuff that they had sponsored, too. But mostly they're just trying to educate how the legislature actually works.
Yeah, so
we're not really trying to focus on issues so much here as just
the process.
The process.
Well, you know, it's the thing when I ran for office too, and I ran for state rep in District 52 for our listeners who are listening. There were so many issues that I thought was important: public schools, charter schools. You know, where our money goes, where the taxpayers' money goes. Should we be giving vouchers to private schools and taking money away from public schools? Was a big thing for me as well, although I was willing to compromise because people should have a choice, right?
Yes.
And women's rights, women's reproduction system. I mean, there was something that I wanted to talk about, birth control and all that. And I found out later on that so many people that came before us do try, but a lot of the ideas get tabled. Like, they listen to it in one committee, and then the other committee is probably like the headmasters. They decide if it's going to go through or not. And it's amazing, because when you read the kind of bills that some people get through, you say, really? You got that through? But somebody could not speak about reproductive rights.
Seems rather arbitrary, doesn't it?
Yes. And it was like, I guess in some ways it was, you know, who you knew and which lobbyist can lobby on your behalf of your cause. So I'm glad they're coming to talk to us, with us, and tell us about what happened, so we could all learn something, right? Mm-hmm. So what else is going on? You said there was something that was going on. You wanted to make sure that you mentioned. Recycling contest.
Oh, yes. I wanted to mention the recycling contest. This is actually run by Marsha Booth, who is a league member, but she also runs Recycle Brevard. She took this over from a previous league member who had sponsored a recycling contest in the school system here in Brevard. It's K through 12, although K through 3 studies the recycling that goes on in their own facility. Fourth grade through 12th grade is required to take a visit to the waste management plant out on Adams Road in Cocoa to see what happens out there and look at the landfill and look at their recycling and just learn about what actually is supposed to be recycled and what isn't. And then they do a project in their own school to try and increase recycling in their school. Then they present it to us, and league members are the judges usually, along with somebody from Waste Management, and Recycle Brevard. So I would like to just say to any parents out there or any teachers, please look for that invitation, because that will be coming out within the next month. And we would love to have a greater percentage of schools represented. Last year we had 12 schools, which was a little bit better. I think the year before we had 10. But we have something like 89 schools here in Brevard County, so I would really like to see a greater participation rate this year.
Right. And the League of Women Voters, we are nonpartisan. We do try to address so many social issues. I mean, there's so many activists, so many people that care about the quality of our food, water, shelter, housing, homelessness, healthcare, whatever it is the league gets involved. How do we get more people to get involved and become members of the league?
It's very difficult. I mean, we have a lot of members. We have, I think, something like 220 members, but some of them are younger and they work full time, and it's hard for them to schedule time.
What if we apply to the mothers of our nation?
Yeah.
Seriously, the brand new, the newborn mothers who have a little bit of time on their hands, and they may not know that this is available for them to push their baby around in front of. They may enjoy being a good example.
So are you saying, I think the league does, right?
We do, we do have quite a few young mothers.
Yeah. Yeah. So if someone is interested in being part of the league, they just go on the website and register. Because our friend over here, Mr. Kelly, said he just might go and join.
Yes.
And you said that men can join as well.
Yes, men have been accepted into the league since 1973.
Right, and what I like about the League of Women Voters, if you have a certain topic of or an interest, there is a place for you. If it's reproductive rights, there's a place. If it's women's rights, if it's the environment, whether it's talking about solar energy, whatever it is, even tech, there's people that help with technology.
Yes.
Right? We have retired people.
And the thing that I like the most is it's got a citizen's toolkit right on it. So you can actually go right to the League of Women Voters website. It'll have the elected officials, supervisor of elections, some Florida links, be ready to vote. So there's all kinds of great information. And again, it's nonpartisan. So I love the fact that you can go on and make an educated decision based on what the League of Women Voters puts out there so that you can make an educated decision for yourself.
Right. And for your family. I like that it's a family affair. You could have your spouse in there and your children as well.
And there's also fact check.
Right.
I like
that they get involved for the election, for most elections, and they have a question and answer session as well with the candidates. Which I like, and nobody sees the questions ahead of time. So you need to know your stuff. You need to be up on
your game. Solar energy, or if cannabis is something that's interesting to you, you can actually go right on the League of Women Voters and see what elected officials or potentially elected officials where their stance is, what their voting history has been. So
I do want to mention one thing. Of course, one of our main things is to register voters, and National Voter Registration Day will be coming up in September, and we will be available. That'll be on the website also.
Are you allowed to go into the high schools and register, or do you have to go a little bit away from them? Or are they allowing you to come into the high schools? That's when we get our kids.
We haven't been, but I know they are working on that.
Oh, we should. We should. Why not?
Why not?
Right. Well, you know, also, we all see these green trucks around that says recycle, reuse. But I often wonder how many parents actually look at those words and teach their children when they see the truck go by. Why should we recycle? What are we saving? What is in the future for your generation?
PSAs.
What should we reuse? You know, I used to do it on my kids, and I always think that the only way for our kids to get involved is for parents to live by example and get involved.
Definitely.
Yes. Well, that's why we've done this recycling in the schools. We're actually training the kids to teach the parents. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't forget, League of Women Voters website is LWVSC@club.clubexpress.com, right? That's one of them that you can go to.
And they also have a Facebook page.
Facebook page is so easy.
League of Women Voters, Space Ghost.
And we've posted everything on our Facebook page as we've talked about it today, so make sure they hit that. And we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back with Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right after these messages.
The Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, and so and more. Brand new, warranties as well. And delivery and haul away available at a fraction of the cost of most stores, and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud 9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321-MEDFAST. You just call 321-MEDFAST. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MedFast Urgent Care opens 7 days a week, with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads, 321-268-5000, 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With 3 locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. Our station's AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, and 100.7. And we're also on the web all over the place. But, you know, we had such a great first half. I was talking with our friend Susan Little, and no relation to Ellen Little. I keep thinking she's related. And so just a few
not
fun
that
facts.
That wouldn't be a compliment for me, but it's just not true.
Yes, and it's amazing because Susan is a member of the League of Women Voters here in the Space Coast, and so am I, and she is the chair of the Natural Resource Committee, and they cover a broad spectrum of issues and ideas. And some of the fun facts that I just want our listeners to know is, you know, population growth means more need for natural resources, right? We also, natural resources consumption. Did you know that people in rich countries consume up to 10 times more natural resources than those in other countries? So that's something. Which society consumes more? And before the industrial times, people lived by hunting and gathering. You know, we are a tribal people, whether we know it or not. We always took care of each other. I mean, and when you look at what the population is expected to be in another 10 years, it is imperative that all of us do our little bit at home and change our behavior towards the earth and what we can do.
Towards our planetary siblings.
We really have to. And the other thing was waste recovery is real. We really have to think about what we're doing when it comes to waste, whether it's byproducts in our kitchen, in restaurants, you know, of the waterways, whatever it is. We really have to start thinking about that.
And preaching it to our children.
We do.
While they're young.
Well, you know, we all live by example, right?
Right.
And that's how it should be.
Right.
So our second segment, Susan, that was so nice to have you with us. I hope you're going to stick around. Sit with us because I'm learning so much from our from Mr. Kelly and Hani is going to talk to us. So far, our listeners who are tuning in, Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is always fun. It's really like visiting with friends and having coffee or drinks without the drinks. I would prefer a Bahama Mama, but it's really like people come to the studio. We're all on the same plane, and we're all like on this high because we're giving out this really great energy, positive energy
so
about the show. And so our second segment is with Jordan Kelly and Honey Smith-Walls, and I'm going to have them talk to our listening audience and everyone who's tuning in today. Well, today, they're going to be talking about cannabis, its uses, where we could find CBD and regulations. And, you know, this is something that's in the news every single day. The future of legal marijuana. I said, my kids laugh at me when I say the word. They said, listen to how mom says the word. The future of legal marijuana is becoming less hazy every single day, and Americans are continuing to support legalization in record numbers. So I'm going to have Mr. Kelly come in here and talk to us a little bit about how he got involved in the CBD products and cannabis.
Hi, first of all, thank you for having me, Sita. I went to actually Colorado when I was younger, a few years back, and gave me the interest in the whole cannabis industry. But recently, an acquaintance of mine told me about the whole CBD thing and how it would help so much medicinally. I got into a franchise with a friend, and we actually have a store in Satellite Beach. The franchise system that we bought into is called American Shaman. There's over 300 stores in the country. We're definitely here to help the community. We've had over 2,000 customers since we opened, which is absolutely amazing.
Right here in Satellite Beach and around the area.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people come from all over to come to the store because it helps with a lot of different ailments in the body. But all of our products are lab tested for quality and consistency. We do free samples, even if you've never tried CBD, to help, you know, see how the CBD would actually affect you. What makes us different is that we actually make a nanoed water-soluble form of CBD solution that's 100% bioavailable. Most companies make a oil tincture, which usually goes under your tongue, or preloaded oil capsules. Those oils, you know, you mix oil and water together, are only about 10% bioavailable. So companies will have to put in, you know, 1,500, 3,000 milligrams to get, you know, 10% out of that to help with your ailment.
And it's nice that you belong to a chain of, mm-hmm. of over 300 stores, you said.
Yeah. So
that you don't have to do the research yourself. There's already people in place to do all of that and just get the products to you in Satellite Beach.
Right. We have our own chemist. We batch test all of our products. We have a third-party company that actually tests us as well. But our water-soluble form is 100% bioavailable. That's what really, really makes us different, is that we pay attention to how the product absorbs into your body. CBD is an extract from the industrial hemp plant. So we have it in a water-soluble form. We have pain creams, edibles, different ways to ingest it to help with your needs. We are even selling now lab-tested hemp flower, which is like CBD bud. That you can smoke in 7-gram quantities and even pre-rolls that are smokable. We have different strains to choose from. It's now legal in the state of Florida, which is a big thing. It's not a taboo anymore. It's here to help people. And I really need to get the word out on how it helps. A lot of people are scared to
try it. Yeah, people should not be afraid because...
Right. Well, I know people are scared to try it because of the drug testing.
Yeah.
Because there's still a lot of companies in town. You know, if you're a DOT driver, for instance, if you drive for anything.
Well, they want to make sure you're not impaired.
Right, exactly. Right.
And sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here, I think we should bring in Honey Smith-Walls here. So, Honey, you got involved because you said you were able to see the effects of what CBD did for your own health issues. And then you educated yourself about the cannabis and the community. And so you found that you had a lot of good results and it cured you in some ways too.
In many ways.
Yeah.
I had a lot of issues going on. I'm 65.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you,
darling.
You
don't look 65.
And so do you. I just want to say, and also thank you to the little girls team that we've got going here.
Yeah.
Also, I want to tell you about this amazing story of Jordan's product. But just to back up for a second, thanks for having us. This is so cool to come and be able to talk about cannabis to the world. I feel like since it helped me so much, I just want to, you know, all I could do was blab to my girlfriends and all of my, you know, my tribe about this. And then after educating, I realized there's such a need for people to understand, and it's easy for me to help them do that. So now I feel like I've become the bridge between cannabis in our community. I want to help everybody understand what a marvelous remedy they have at their hands. and in several different forms, both legal, all legal.
So the ones that you're selling, Jordan, it's the CBD and cannabis, that's legal, the legal.
Yes,
form.
Completely legal.
You don't need a prescription.
No prescription
wow.
needed.
Wow.
Correct. You
amazing.
Can just walk into American Shaman, Jordan's store over on the beach side in Satellite Beach next to the Publix and the old theater there, the cinema theater there, and get some amazing help for your arthritis, for your anxiety, for your irritable bowel syndrome, for your legs cramping, for nausea, for all kinds of aches and pains and issues. And that's before you even maybe need to invest a lot more money, time, effort, and a little bit of frustration into becoming a medical marijuana patient. Maybe you need to be a medical marijuana patient, but before you take that, go see if you can help yourself by getting an excellent CBD product that would probably give you immediate relief that you can buy over the counter.
So how does one find a cannabis doctor?
Well,
and where are they located?
Believe it or not, my dear, you can actually just Google pot doctor near me and come up with, I'm not kidding you, and
that's
come
funny.
Up with all of the doctors around. But as your cannabis advocate, I don't want you to go to just the, you know, the third-hand money man that our state has legislated, where the only knowledge they have is 2 hours of cannabis law and no knowledge about the plant or its effects upon you. They're just there because the law states in Florida that you must go and get approval from a cannabis doctor. Let me tell you about the really great cannabis specialist doctors who are near us, though. Dr. Barry Gordon, Dr. Kelly King, Dr. Anthony Mazzo, those three in particular. Dr. Mazzo is just down in Melbourne in my neck of the woods. The other two are in the middle of Florida, and they are the cannabis specialist gold standard.
So are they like
care.
The gurus of cannabis?
Yes, because they know absolutely everything there is to know from the seed up. And Dr. Mazzo is a neurologist, and he was the first cannabis doctor in Melbourne. But there are more.
I know Dr. Mazzo. His wife's
precious.
A physician.
I adore
his
him.
Wife's a physician as well.
Yes, both neurologists.
Yeah.
They
so he determines the dose and everything.
Oh, yes. And well, actually, the patients will help determine their own doses.
Right.
Because
yeah,
because
everybody's
unique.
Different.
Yeah, everybody's
need
everybody's
is different.
Body differently.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Every human being and animal on the planet, save insects, were born with an endocannabinoid system of receptors in their body, waiting to bind with cannabis. So that's why cannabis can help so many different issues in humans and animals alike. We all have receptors waiting for it. And we've been forbidden to use it for almost 100 years now. All that.
So,
was
so we're all awakened.
We're all awakening. we're having an awakening. And
so the thing is, well, you know, Jordan, people were comparing marijuana, cannabis business in the business community to big tobacco, but it's almost they like can. Comparing organic vegetable farming
yeah.
to McDonald's and Coca-Cola, right?
Apples
it's
and
completely
oranges.
Different.
Completely
like
different.
Apples and oranges.
Right. Yeah.
So what happens if there is a reaction? Did you ever have people that came in and says, hey, I had a reaction?
So with industrial hemp, the plants have a phytocannabinoid system,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they produce cannabinoids. Through, like when Honey is saying, our endocannabinoid system, our body naturally produces it, cannabinoids. So when we take the CBD, there's no side effects. The only thing is, maybe if you take a little too much, you might get a little sleepy.
Yeah.
But it's just going to help.
But you're relaxed.
Exactly.
And you're not as anxious.
Less anxious.
So weigh both sides. Do you want to be anxious as in pain, and in pain, or do you want to have no pain and a little sleepiness? Well,
mothers express endocannabinoids through their breast milk to their babies without ever having smoked a joint.
Right, so with all the laws that we have in our country, there is legitimate fears that people would be stoned when they're driving. So what happens when someone say, well, will there be more stoned drivers on the road?
With industrial hemp, there is no psychoactive effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's the male side of the cannabis plant.
So it's more like taking an acid.
Exactly. You're not going to be impaired while driving due to, you know, smoking.
Yeah. However, if you're a medical marijuana patient, like all your other prescription drugs, please do not operate heavy equipment.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I think the cannabis and CBD gets a bad rap. Because as a nurse, I can tell you, when we were in nursing school, they had side effects for almost every single drug that the pharmaceutical companies were making so much money off of.
Right.
And it all says, if you take this drug, please look out for dizziness, nausea, vomiting. You can't operate a vehicle. You might be sleepy, sudden death, you know, whatever. Dizziness in the ringing in the ear, whatever. But almost every drug had constipation, nausea, and vomiting. Right. And but now cannabis, the CBD, and I see you're shaking your head.
Yeah, there's no side effects from it. It's only going to help you medicinally.
The Viagra commercial.
Oh my
Lord
God.
Have mercy.
You have to come up with that.
With the bathtub, you know.
Everything up to death. It's terrible.
It is. But the cannabis litany. It's pain relief. It calms the mind. It calms your nerves. It calms irritable bowel syndrome. It eases migraines. It reduces tumors. It's a bronchodilator, a retro neuroprotectant. That means it actually goes back, takes some of those broken neurons in your brains, like what happens in football and wrestling and boxing, and it actually puts them back together again and fix them, and whoop,
yeah,
they're fixed.
It's a circle. Everything's right back into that circle. So
it's
now
an appetite stimulant, an appetite suppressant, an antibiotic, an anti-inflammatory, an antifungal, an antimicrobial, an anti-nausea, an antioxidant, an anti-seizure, and it kills that nasty bacteria MRSA in hospitals.
But can you imagine, you know, we all grew up hearing how horrible it was.
Yes.
To use cannabis, right?
Yes.
And I grew up in the islands, and I think I've told Ellen this story before. When I was running for office, they would often ask me if I would support the legalization of marijuana. And I would say, well, let's put it this way. My father used to warn us about the fellas on the junction who smoked weed. And not that I'm advocating for the people in Trinidad to all go out and smoke pot today, but my father's gone. His uncles are dead. His friends are dead. But the people smoking the weed, some of them are still alive.
Exactly.
Yes. And they're great, but they're
right
alive.
There's a reason.
Two names. Keith Richards and Willie Nelson.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, a reason for that.
So what about the potential risks associated with highly potent cannabis edibles? Like we see people eating the brown, you know, people make the brownie jokes. Let's not be,
I know,
right?
Right.
And I'll tell you what to
let's
do.
Let's not forget about that. But what do we say to those people?
When you make a pan full of pot brownies and your Grammy comes over and she gets a hold of one of those and suddenly she's sitting in her chair kind of going white knuckles and saying, oh, and her heart starts fluttering a little bit and she feels kind of anxious and panicky and frozen to her chair and she wants you to call the ambulance, what are you going to do, Sita? You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. You're going to shake a little black pepper up her nose.
Really? That wakes them up?
It's not about waking her up. It's about getting rid of that anxious feeling because that's about the only side effect that is really worth mentioning about cannabis. It can make elders, and I'm talking about elders, anybody over 30, anxious. And it can give you heart palpitations.
Yes.
And there is a terpene in black pepper called beta-caryophyllene that will help you instantly get over that feeling of anxiety. But guess what else quells THC?
CBD.
Just like Jordan cells. So if you put as much CBD with your THC, then you're not going to have those anxious feelings from the THC. Now, only the scientists know that. And the people who have the businesses big enough to buy into the science and the education and then to educate the people and spread it to you. So when you go to a dispensary as a medical marijuana patient, your bud tenders are going to be the people who will give you all the information and help choosing that medication for your needs. But until you become a medical marijuana patient, you're at the mercy of whoever is selling you CBD. That's what I'm here to advocate. I want to tell you a quick little story about Jordan's product, American Shaman. My girlfriend, Monique Zimmerman, who lives across the state, she's so precious, but she also has been struck by a condition that has blinded her in the last few years. She came over and we had a girly girl time, and I wanted to go see Jordan also. Oh my gosh, she's come up since she's been blinded with this amazing product for the blind that's a braille thing that goes around and tells you what your medical marijuana information is, the percentages, the dosing, and all of that stuff. So because of her blindness, she's come up with this amazing new braille machine. And anyway, she was with me and we went to see Jordan at American Shaman. Good night. Jordan's so precious. He always, first thing, offers everybody a little sip of water to wet their whistle.
Samples.
Sit there and gab forever. Well, it's CBD water, of course.
Yes.
I didn't think about it because I'd been there a million times, but this was the first time my girlfriend Monique had been there. Now, because of her blindness and her condition, her eye twitches terribly.
And like spasms.
Yes.
It's spasms.
And I heard it helps with spasms.
Oh, absolutely.
My Lord, mm-hmm. She said... A few minutes later, she said, honey, she grabbed me, and the goosebumps just get me every time. She said, honey, my eye stopped twitching. I didn't even realize it did. She said, that's the most uncomfortable thing in the world, and I just haven't been able to get anything that will stop it except that puts me to sleep for hours. My eye stopped twitching. And I told Jordan, I was
she
just
said
flabbergasted.
Been years, right?
Yeah, and she's been suffering with that.
And she's tried other CBD products, and, right. and not to bash any other company,
no,
but it's just about
ones too.
How our products absorb.
So quickly,
yeah.
So fast.
So the usage of cannabis products and CBD products come down to trust, Jordan.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I think it comes down to trust. So how does one know when they, and I think, Jordan, you can answer this question, how does one know when it's time to trust a product? Because, you know, we all hear, there are so many people that talk about children and substances and parents and ultimately keeping substances out of the use of the hands of children.
Right.
How do you know which ones to trust and how do we protect the children?
Okay, so, I mean, there isn't necessarily a line of CBD for specifically kids.
Mm-hmm.
But like we were saying, naturally in your body, we create cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kids all the way up to, you know, older folks can take the CBD. But one of the things is that when you're taking the CBD, you don't have to worry about the side effects. You don't have to worry about the future of, you know, the police getting involved if you get pulled over. It's completely legal.
Yes. In all 50 states.
In all
well,
50
thank
states.
God for that, right?
Right.
Because
right.
we all but, see what's happening with the news these days with, you know, law enforcement for, and people and
granny
respect
getting,
and all that, right?
And for quality and
for CBD at Disney.
Yeah. And for quality and consistency, you want to make sure that your products are lab tested. We batch test and we have a third party company that tests all of our products. So, I mean, in trusting someone, I would start at least there and then making sure that you're getting a quality product that absorbs the best. And right now, like I'm saying, the water soluble seems to be the best that I've found.
Yeah, and what I like about your company is that the things are tested. It's proven that it's good for human consumption.
Right.
And so people, when they get into the store, they're probably coming there, they have a host of ailments and they want something for pain, they want something for anxiety,
right.
They want something because, like you say, maybe they've got seizures. And we all, I mean, I've given out so many pills in my lifetime to patients. I've been in nursing for 28 years, and all these pills, it comes down to if you crush them or you put them in water, it's a chemical.
Right.
And if you can find something from a plant that the good Lord put on the earth for us, and we can regulate it and have people use it for, say, and be safe with it, why not? You know, so here's a question that someone asked me to ask you guys. Will legal weed laws actually be able to edge out the black market drug trade?
So do I think that once it becomes recreational, mm-hmm. will it kill? I think that no, it will change a little bit. It'll evolve. On the black market side.
Right.
But
there will always be a black market.
Yeah.
It will always be cheaper, you know, and less safe.
Yeah.
You just must determine that all black market products are contaminated.
So if someone wants to come to the facility in the shop in Satellite Beach, give us the address, the website, because you have a lot of products, but I don't think we have time to go through each of them.
No, no.
So give us the website where someone could find you.
Okay. You can find us at cbdofbrevard.com. Our address is 1024 Highway A1A, Suite 146. That's in Satellite Beach, Florida, 32937.
And I've taken pictures of both Jordan and Honey's card. So those are on our Facebook page under CETA Media, under the CETA Media Facebook page. And they will also be on our website, CETAMediaInc.com.
And the thing is, consumer behavior is often driven by convenience, quality, variety, and most important, price. So the prices are reasonable.
Yes. So the equivalent of a 3,000 strength that you would find in any other store, which is usually about $130 to $200 a bottle. Our store is at $60 a bottle. So it's about two times cheaper than any other company.
Wow.
Around.
It's amazing how far we've come because, you know, I do believe that pro-marijuana legislation at this point in conjunction with science will help human beings a lot on Earth. It's just that we just have to open our minds and pay attention to what people are teaching us. Like what you're saying, honey, you've seen the effects of it. And you understand what it's done for you. And you want to bottle and sell that to other people as well. So, Jordan, before we go off air, anything else you want to tell us? How many minutes do we have, Pastor Paul? A minute. We have a minute left. And I would have liked to ask more questions, but we don't have the time for it. So just let us know what else can we know about your shop and the products before we go off air.
Once again, come out and check out the store, Satellite Beach. We have free samples that we do give away. If you do have an ailment or something that you're unsure if CBD will help you with. We've had a lot of experience with a lot of different customers, so we're here to help educate and get you in the right product.
Right, and I don't think it matters whether you're an advocate for or against. Science is there, and people are from every walks of life, they're meeting each other and saying, listen, I'm using the CBD, and I'm off opiates.
Exactly.
Right,
I don't have to take OxyContin. I don't have to take oxycodone or Vicodin or narcotics. And isn't that what we want? We want our society to be able to live without taking these heavy-duty narcotics that cost so much money.
And pain.
Yeah.
And they hook you on that too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So you've seen that. You've seen where you've gotten off of narcotics.
I've seen it for myself. And it's an amazing story.
Yeah. You guys are coming back for another half an hour.
Oh, we'd love to. Thank you.
And I think it's important that everyone knows that our show is about education and helping our community, Ellen. So I'm going to bring him back in November to talk a little bit more about getting people off the use of narcotics and using more CBD and, cannabis that's prescribed by your physician or recreational use.
Well, thank you, Susan Little with League of Women Voters, Jordan Kelly with American Shaman of Brevard, and Honey Smith Walls with Cannabis Verum. Yes. Thank you again for everyone tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you next Monday.